Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, ma'am. This is Peter Wilson from the eBay. I believe you had a talk with my junior colleague about this order. So, ma'am, right now, are you free at the moment so that I can explain you what is going on?
I don't understand what's going on. I don't have anything to do with eBay.
Let me explain it to you, ma'am. Yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift card, okay? But the billing address was changed again and again, so we have put a hold on that. And I believe you haven't made that order. Am I correct?
That's correct.
This means, ma'am, it's a case of online fraud, okay? Anyhow, some online fraudsters have got the access onto your details and they are just misusing it and doing this kind of illegal things over the internet. So we have to immediately block them as well as we have to cancel the order. But first of all, try to remember, ma'am, like recently have you shared any kind of personal details to anyone?
No.
Alright, and just try to remember one more thing, like recently have you connected your mobile phone with any kind of public internet at any public place or any cafeteria, hotels?
No.
Alright, so no need to be worried, ma'am. Right now what we're going to do, we are simply going to generate a cancellation code for you that is going to help you to cancel the order, okay? So you just simply put the call on.
You just said you cancelled the order.
No, we haven't cancelled the order. We have to generate the code first, then only we can cancel the order. Alright. So you just put the call on speaker. Let me generate the code first.
Hold on.
Yes, and the phone which you're using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone, ma'am? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Someone tried to use my...
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, so ma'am, have you put the call on speaker?
Yes, I have.
And the phone which you're using, it's an Apple iPhone or it's an Android phone?
Apple iPhone.
Alright, so you just open up your app store on the phone. Open up the app store. Do you know about the app store?
Yeah.
Yeah, open it up. We are going to generate the code from there. Open up the app store.
What's it for?
I've got to cancel an order that someone tried to put in my name.
But how can they put it in your name when you don't have a name eBay? Account?
Ma'am, they have created this fake account, okay? So no need to be worried, ma'am. So just open up your
app
store.
Yeah, but if we can open up, how do we know you are?
Sorry?
How do we know who you are?
Alright, we have your IP address. Alright, I'm going to verify you that. So you just open up your Google on your phone. Open up the Google. I'm going to verify your IP address. Open up your Google. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you on to the Google, ma'am? I'm going to verify your IP address.
No, I'm trying to find Google.
Google or Safari, IP address stands for the Internet Protocol address, ma'am, which only you have and we have in our server. All right, I'm going to verify you that. Because we are from the eBay, we have that.
Well, we don't have eBay.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know where my Google is.
All right, I'm going to help you out. Do you know about the Safari? The logo will be of Compass. Safari browser?
Oh. You want me to cancel my eBay or something?
No, ma'am, we are going. Ma'am, your husband is like not listening to me, ma'am. We are trying to help you out, okay? Do you have the Google on the phone?
Where's eBay?
Where are eBay?
We are based at 45 Market Street, New Sydney. We are calling you from the head office of eBay, ma'am. Alright, we are trying to help you out from these hackers. Like, they have tried to buy this gift card again and again. Alright. So, ma'am, you just do one thing. You open up your app store. Let me generate the cancellation code first. Alright. Just open up the app store. Do you know about the app store, ma'am?
No, I'm trying to find it.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the app store.
Yeah, it will be a blue color application named capital A on its logo. App
store. I've got it.
Yes, open it up. And now in the right hand side down corner, do you see something like search with a small magnifying glass? Search. Just give a click on that. Just give a click on that. And type on the search panel letter A. A as in Australia, letter A. Then N as in New York, letter N. Then Y as in yellow, letter Y. Then D as in Delta, letter D. Then E for English, letter E. Then S for sugar, letter S.
Any desk?
Just give a click on that. Any desk, just give a click on that. And now do you see any option over there like get? Just give a click on get. And now, once you clicked on get, it is asking for your Apple ID password, ma'am, or it's downloading?
I don't know my Apple password.
Oh, try to remember it, ma'am. Try to remember it.
I don't know my Apple password.
All right. So, do you see any option like forgot password over there?
Why are you using a Mac, Carol?
Just wait.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, do you see any option over there like forgot password?
Yeah.
Just give a click on forgot password.
Yeah, I clicked on it.
And now what is showing it to you?
Forgot Apple ID.
Yes.
It won't come through my email because my phone's not connected like that.
Sorry?
My phone's not connected like that. I can't get email on my account, on my phone.
All right. First of all, you just try to log into that email. Do you have that mail with you?
No.
And apart from this phone, do you have any other networking device, like any iPad or any computer or anything like that?
No.
All right. You just try to do it, ma'am. You just try to you just give a click on cancel. And try to remember the password, which you just
I don't have a password. I don't know, remember my password.
Oh, you don't remember your password. And once you just give a click on forgot password, what is showing it to you? Just tell me. I'm going to help you. What is showing it to you? Just tell me.
Hold on a sec. It's bringing up my first name, last name, and email.
Yeah, just try to do it. Just try to check, ma'am, if you got the password or it's written somewhere on the phone, on the notes. Try to remember. Or you have got the mail, so just log into that mail so that you can recover the password. Just try to do it, ma'am. Take your time and do it, ma'am. And now what can you see on the mobile screen, ma'am? Just tell me. All right. Take your time.
You're not answering this one again. It's saying that my ID is my email.
Yeah, just try to do it, ma'am. Just try to do it. Take your time. No need of hurry, alright, ma'am. Do it like correctly and take your time. All right, take your time and do it. No need of rush. I'm in line with you.
Oh, it's not letting me do any of that.
Oh, what is showing it to you? Just tell me what is showing it to you. Sorry?
What?
Your voice is breaking up, ma'am. Can you please repeat it?
I said I can't get my password.
You don't remember your password, am I correct?
That's correct.
All right. And
I can't get email from the phone.
Do you remember that mail password that
no.
And that mail was created under this number 42334 3352. Under this number that mail was created?
No, it was created for a different phone number.
Oh, I got it. And apart from this phone, ma'am, like, you don't have any other iPhone or any Android phone with you?
No.
Any computer or any laptop or any iPad?
No.
And your partner doesn't have any computer or any laptop with him?
No.
Then what we are going to do, ma'am, we are going to simply registering yourself for the online cancellation, okay? We are going to just simply registering yourself. So for that, ma'am, just do one thing. We can see that those hackers are trying to buy this gift card like 7 to 8 times, all right? So last time, when have you checked your bank statements, ma'am?
How much is it for? $299?
Yeah, they have tried to buy this gift card 3 to 4 times. So last time, when have you checked your
bank? I don't have any account with that amount of money in it.
Oh my goodness. So I believe they are overdrafting that amount. Like they are doing it and just making that overdrafting on your account, okay? So last time, when have you checked your bank statements, ma'am?
What bank statement? What account are they trying to get into?
That is connected, they are just charged with that account, which is connected with this eBay account, okay? So first of all, you just try to, like, find out the password, ma'am, all right? We are going to refund you back that amount as well. $1,300 will be refunded you back, which those hackers have tried to charge. So we are going to refund you back that amount, okay?
You're going to refund me $1,300?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's the reason I'm telling you, ma'am. But first of all, for that, we have to generate the code. So you just try to find out the password. Or,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the password, so you're just
going
to have to refund me the money.
Yeah, we have to refund you back. So, and apart from this, I believe you have your partner is having your phone with him.
No, he doesn't have an iPhone.
No, iPhone or Android phone, any phone, doesn't matter. We are just going to cancel the order. We are going to generate the order by using your partner's phone. So should he will allow you to use her phone, use his phone for a while?
He's not here.
He has gone?
Yes.
And apart from this, you don't have any other device?
No.
So what we are going to do, ma'am, we are just offline registering yourself for the refund process. So ma'am, you just verify me your full name.
Hello, I'm on.
Just tell me slowly or just spell it to me, ma'am.
C-A-R-O-L.
Just tell it loudly, ma'am. C-O.
C-A-R-O-L.
Carol?
Yep.
Carol, then?
Yep, and then Lark. L-A-R-K-E.
L-A-R-K-K-E. Am I correct?
Yes.
It's L-A-R-K-E. All right. And just confirm. Yeah. L-A-R-K-E. K as in killer, E as in English. Am I correct?
That's correct.
All right, and confirm me your full email, ma'am. Just confirm me your email so that we can send you a verification mail as well regarding this refund.
C-A-Z.
3, A as in Australia, letter A-Z.
No. C as in cat.
Uh-huh.
A for Australia.
Uh-huh.
Z for zebra.
Uh-huh.
F for school.
Uh-huh.
P for parking.
Uh-huh.
A for Australia.
Uh-huh.
R for road.
Uh-huh.
K for kill.
Uh-huh.
E for elephant.
Uh-huh.
The digit 1.
Number 1?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
At hotmail.com.
@hotmail.com. Alright, the email is cassfparky1@hotmail.com. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Alright, ma'am. So, right now, ma'am, what we're going to do, and just confirm me your full date of birth, ma'am. Just confirm me your date of birth.
19th of 9, 1964.
19 of 9, 1964. Am I correct?
Yes.
Alright. And ma'am, and last time just tell, and now ma'am, what we're going to do, we can see that there are some fraudulent charge has been made. So last time, when have you checked your bank statements, ma'am?
Sorry?
So now you just go and just log into your online banking, ma'am, and just tell me what is the closing balance you can see. Just tell me approx amount. It is like more than 1,000 or more than 2,000. Just confirm me the closing balance so that we can refund you that amount on that account. Just check and just tell me.
Well, I can't because I don't do online banking.
Oh, I believe you got the paper statement at your home, or you just visit to the bank. How do you normally check your bank statements? Like you visit to the bank?
I go to the bank and use a key card.
Oh, I got it. And what is the closing balance you remember? Like it is more than 1,000 or more than 5,000?
No, nothing. I take the money out and I get it.
And now what is the available balance do you remember? Like it is more than 1,000 or more than 500?
No, it was zero. Last time I checked, it was zero.
It was zero. And apart from that bank, you don't have any other bank?
No.
And do you have any credit cards with you?
No.
You don't have any credit cards. And when the
no.
last time... All right. So when the last time you have like visit to the bank, how much amount you have withdrawn?
What?
Like how much amount you have withdrawn from the bank? Like how much cash you have withdrawn from the bank?
No, I haven't withdrawn any because I don't have anything in it.
Then how do you like, what do you do for your daily expense then? How do you pay your bills and all? If you don't have any money, how do you pay that?
My husband pays it.
And where is your husband?
He's out.
He's out at the moment?
Yes.
And all right. So right now what we are going to do, ma'am, we are just simply refunding you back that amount. All right. So... And how much far your supermarket is from your home, ma'am? Can you please confirm me that?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. All right. And how much available cash you have right now? Do you have like $1,000 with you at the moment?
No.
Do you have $500 with you?
No.
How much amount do you have right now? Like... In cash, how much amount do you have?
Why do you want to know how much I have in cash?
Ma'am, we are going to trace those hackers, alright. For that, we are just giving you $2,000 on your account. We are just transferring $2,000 on your account. But first of all, you just do one thing. You just go to the supermarket and we are going to take a help of a gift card, right? So you just go to the supermarket and you just buy one gift card of Bull's worth rupees $500. You have to buy that gift card. By using that gift card, we are going to catch those hackers. And we are just sending $2,000 on your account. Do you got $500 cash with you right now?
No.
How much amount do you have?
None.
All right.